Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Terry Yar. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans chapter 6, reading from verses 1 through 23. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the dead, the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. The fruit you get leads to sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. My friends, slavery has been virtually a universal practice throughout human history. Nations and tribes took captives of conquered nations, enemies, and, at times, individuals among their own people who, for instance, owed unpaid debts or represented a threat to the social order. Under the law given through Moses, the people of Israel were also permitted to practice slavery, but the practice was carefully controlled. It was against the law, for instance, to steal someone and sell him into slavery, and the penalty for doing so was death. Slaves were not to be abused, had guaranteed rights, and could appeal to legal authorities. They had one more advantage over the slaves of any other people. An Israelite could only be kept as a slave for 6 years. In the seventh year, he would be set free. That was the Sabbath year. But if a slave desired to remain in the household where he was serving because of financial benefits or for family reasons, he could voluntarily enter into permanent service. The sign of that choice was to stand at a doorpost and have his ear pierced. This piercing would permanently identify an individual as a servant of this household, voluntarily. Perhaps the Apostle Paul had this practice in mind when he wrote these words to the Christians in Rome. They, as we, lived in a society corrupted by sin. Sin enslaves people, making them servants to unsavory passions in our mortal bodies, as Paul put it. But in our baptism, as Christ has died to pay the debt of our sins, we also have died to sin and its condemnations. As Christ was raised from the dead, we too, in our baptism, have been raised to a new life. Like the Sabbath year, we are liberated from our former bondage. But we're not free to return to a way of life outside the will of God, for that would be more bondage to sin. We are free to live in gratitude to the one who stepped in out of love and gave his only begotten Son to break the bonds of our old self so that we can become instruments of righteousness in service to him who has set us free. Like the liberated slave who voluntarily chooses to remain in service, when we live under the grace of God, we find ourselves in the best situation possible, and so we choose to stay. Amen. And we pray, O Lord, mercifully hear our prayers, and having set us free from the bonds of our sins, deliver us from every evil. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.